we can sit here and pontificate as to why that happened, but that's old.
Right.
As to why that happened. Possibly.
I checked. That's been since the beginning. It appears as far back as we could tell.
An assumption. Mm-hmm. Well, it has
been. But it has been in the code. It's went through attorneys and administrators, and it has been.
I'm not faulting the code. I think you guys should hear it without it in there. I think if you wanted to, you'd hear it, but.
Yeah, we certainly didn't put it in there.
That was my understanding, is that you didn't want these.
Again, I don't blame you. Anything that you would like for us to hear, you probably need to let us.
I think I've given you what I can without, having taken counsel on this and putting together a proposal. I'll leave it there. Do you have any other questions for me or concerns?
So are you seeing there's no way, and I can't see that far, the other road where the children kept the bus stop and they come down that road where Coleman's and the private residence and Agland is, there's no reason they would be using that road?
None. That's a 600-700 foot hike if they wanted to come down there into the... Now, our users do come in off of Hampton Road onto Ruby's Rest right there. But they're usually not early morning people.
They come in off of Hampton Road?
Yes.
See, right now this is a big stop. Here is Hampton, this is Live Oak. And so this comes in here right now, there's a mailbox block right here, and the school bus just pulls up right there in front of that mailbox down in the road. And the kids just come in there and get on it, and our access actually comes off right here. It turns, you can see a little bit right there, it turns off and hits Hampton. But if all of this sticks, what we intend to do is get, you can see it's off of that parcel anyway. I'm sure there's prescriptive rights going off of there or not, but we've spoken to this guy, he's a good guy. I think we worked with his tool where we could perfect that, turn that a little bit better so that, because you see you can also go this way on the Live Oak. It's pretty clear that that's the way you're supposed to go, and we could just do it, I think, the signage and things, but I think we'd like to open that up a little bit, a new island in there.
And that's a county road there, Hampton Road, you're talking about. So you would go for improving on that.
Yeah, improving our access.
You're petitioning the county, too.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So that it's clear that they go this way.
And not this way. What would you say your address was, where you live?
289, I'm right here.
Okay, you're down there. Okay.
Where's Hampton Road? Okay.
While they're doing that, I can show you this easy. See, it's still off course, still on the bottom.
Is this it?
Yes, this is it. So this is the one that's all parcel.
Okay.
This is the one that's all parcel.
Did you want this back, Mr. Coleman?
This is the piece of easement that's off parcel. And then it actually turns out and goes on to Hampton, which you can see it's kind of just been done there. And then this is the easement that's on parcel.
What's this right here?
I guess when they planted that, I think he had in, homes there or something.
That's what's platted. It's not actually completed.
So okay. It's a cul-de-sac, obviously. It's probably when he put in there for fire or what. We're not talking about it. Usually they put in there for fire trucks.
Did anybody else to the party want to speak, or did he?
Are you done with me?
Yes.
Okay.
As long as you're through with us.
I hope I am.
Did you guys want to add? Thank you. Did you want to add anything?
Did you? Yeah, come on up. Come on up. So just, you state your name and address for the record?
Yes, sir. My name is Chris Dortch. I live at 1160 Hampton. Reed Spring, Missouri. It's the one right next to the yellow line on the right-hand side. So it's my wife and I that own that property, and we purchased the bed and breakfast hereafter. Well, one thing that I should start with, you know, according to some ethical guidelines that I adhere to, I do hold a Missouri real estate license. I also hold a real estate license in Hawaii, where my wife and four daughters and I lived before our home was destroyed by a volcano and we moved here. The reason I bring that up is because we purchased it with a existing bed and breakfast with a SBA business disaster loan, and we had to go through a lot of their loophole or a lot of their procedures to make sure that it was done right. They needed to see the easements. They needed to see the business plan. They needed to see that we were going to be successful in doing what we set out to do. And there's a lot that my wife and I don't know. And fortunately for us, you know, my father has been a successful developer, and he developed a city called Saratoga Springs in Utah, and he came here to really help us. And, you know, we wouldn't be able to do this without his help. You can tell he's very knowledgeable. So we have been trying to get these things approved, and we've tried to meet with our neighbors to find out what their concerns are. I have spent quite a bit of time with Ken Coleman trying to understand what his concerns are. I'm making notes, and I think that I understand well where he is, and we would just like to see what we might need to do differently to do what we're trying to do. So we have the vacation rental bed and breakfast that's working, and we just want to add, you know, those cabins that are in that area of land. So I know I'm stuttering quite a bit. I'm a little bit nervous, and I apologize for that. This is kind of a new ordeal for me, and I know that I've heard some of the things from the neighbors who have expressed some frustrations. But we're not trying to hurt anybody by this. We're just trying to expand our business just on that extra piece of land that we own. Is there any questions that you have for me?
It may not be for you, maybe for your father. Is that right?
Yeah.
George, why did we go for Division 3 as opposed to special use?
As opposed to
special use.
Special use. You want me at the mic?
Okay.
Okay.
Yes.
He can sit with you,
so
your
you
family.
We went for the Div 3 out of basically when we explained to the planning staff, I think we met with Scott and Marla, laid out on the table what we were wanting to do and trying to do. And basically that was, I think, their suggestion that would be the best way to handle
that's
that.
That's correct. We've done major land use changes for multiple units as Division 3 and the individual homes that have come through in special use.
So you're talking about selling off those cabins. Then you said you were going to make cabins there and you were going to sell them?
No.
You're not going to sell them?
No.
My understanding is the way you did it was because of multiple ownership within family.
That's correct. There are three owners.
And it's none of my business. Why didn't you set up an LLC and do it that way? But we're not here for that, so that's fine.
Well, that was exactly expressed by the Planning Commission. Why not have a family partnership and do it? Again, that goes to the,
you might have done this.
Yeah. It just facilitates, in a nutshell, it's financing. It's just much easier to do it if you have your own little thing.
Flat off each cabin to put in the LLC that's not condo and had 2 acres. Because it doesn't have sewer.
Well, they wouldn't have had to been platted off, I don't believe. Had it been an LLC, then all three could have had equal ownership within it.
Yeah.
But anyways, my concern, the reason I bring that up is my concern would simply be, if you were to sell it, Division 3 stays with it, and what you guys pride yourselves in, which is quiet, all the comments that you're talking about, the next group can come in and say, you know what, that's not what we want to do. And so then the protection's no longer there. So then, you know, what you guys are wanting to comply with, and what you're wanting, I use that word because you did, what you guys are wanting to do, you know, regardless of how people feel emotionally or whatever, it may make sense, it may not make sense, I don't know, I'm just saying. But then, let's say that it does make sense, the next owners, if there ever is, may not have those same core values and core beliefs, and then we do have an issue possibly. And so I think that's my concern, as to how it's set up with the Division 3 as opposed to now.
There's no accountability to the whoever comes next.
Well, you do have the Owners Association, which continues, no matter who owns it, and that's tied to the bed and breakfast, so I can't see the bed and breakfast, you know, acting
against
its own interests.
If you guys sell the entire development, whoever takes control of that would take control of the Homeowners Association or the entity that...
Oh, if they bought everything, yes.
So, like you said, you guys are priding yourselves in quiet. I mean, the comments that are online as to what appeals to your guests, and you're not going after the larger crowds where they have all kinds of parties and multiple families. And there's no protection for the future through Division 3.
That case exists right now, though. If you excluded all of the other condos, it still exists with the, you know, with the existing bed and breakfast, I would suppose. But it's, you know, it has to be managed properly, and I think in the past it may not have been. But it's
something was said. I was concerned about. He said no septic. Is it on septic tank? You said no sewer system. Is it on individual septic tanks?
Yeah, that was one of the big sticking points with the Planning Commission, is that what we in talking with the state, they prefer not, rather than have a bunch of little teeny septic tank systems, to have more larger, more easily regulated septic systems and then use them in common. So you attach 3 to this one and 4 to this one and 2 to this one. And we have that all approved. Those soils tests have all been done. All the work's been done. The state's looked at it, has blessed it. And that's what gave them part of the problem, is that, well, you've got these guys, who's going to pump it but that's all handled by the HOA. So the HOA ends up being the controlling entity, and they can restrict uses and, you know, make sure things are always nice and kept up the way they should.
Who owns the HOA?
The HOA is a separate entity that is.
Who owns it?
It's.
Who's the majority shareholders of the HOA?
Well, it's owned by they vote, the individual units vote the board members.
Who has, okay.
Yeah.
So who's the board member?
So they control it, the majority of those.
Who?
It's not in existence yet, but.
But it will be, and who's gonna be controlling?
Well, in the beginning, the developer always is.
Okay. So we would. Sold to the.
Well, no, it's not sold to anybody. It's set up as a separate entity.
I understand that. And who makes up that entity?
It's like a business. And so it is controlled by a board that is then elected by the owners of the condominiums.
So the owners of the condominiums are who appoints that board?
That's correct.
And the owners of the condominiums are who? Or going to be who?
Us.
So you guys own it?
Well.
You guys control it?
Yes. Could we sell it off? No.
You knew where I was going.
Well, but I'm trying to be, I honestly am not trying to be a snot. I sometimes come across that way. I'm honestly just trying to be correct in the verbiage, but because we don't really own it. But could we control it? Yes.
You control it?
Yes.
You had your hand raised, I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. I just wanted to say that the way that the units are set up, they're a small room one jacuzzi tub in